From Washington, this is VOA's International Edition. Coming up, airstrikes kill three top Islamic State leaders. More than 100 people test positive for the HIV virus in a Cambodian village. And the current scandal involving comedian Bill Cosby shocks Hollywood.
In my opinion, if he's accused of sexual harassment, he has to address it for me. He owes me that.
It's all ahead. I'm Sarah Williams. U.S. military officials say more than 1,300 airstrikes and a stronger Iraqi security force is having a significant effect on the ability of the Islamic State group to operate in Iraq. A senior defense official confirmed Thursday the deaths of three top Islamic State leaders. VOA's Jeff Selden has more from the Pentagon.
U.S. and coalition airstrikes that began in August are leaving a mark on the Islamic State's leadership. According to a senior defense official, in just the last month or so, taking out the group's number two official in Iraq, its military emir in Iraq, and the emir of Mosul. The announcement followed an optimistic assessment by the commander of the Combined Joint Task Force for the operation known as Inherent Resolve.
Daesh has been halted and transitioning to the defense and is attempting to hold what they currently have.
Referring to the Islamic State by its Arabic acronym, U.S. Lieutenant General James Terry says airstrikes clearly have taken a toll.
They're having a hard time in terms of communicating right now, in terms of resupply.
He says that's hurting the Islamic State's ability to push out propaganda, recruit new fighters, and even spread fear.
You can go to the social media and see some of the stuff that's coming out of places like Mosul in relationship to the inability of the self-declared caliphate to govern populations out there.
Not all analysts agree with Terry's assessment. Jane's Intelligence Review concluded last week airstrikes have not caused any significant change in Islamic State operations, nor have they degraded the group's offensive capabilities. But in Sinjar, where coalition air support has been backing Kurdish fighters, there's optimism. With the help of our friends and the alliance, we will evict them from all Iraq, says this Peshmerga colonel. Coalition officials remain cautious, and the challenge remains of bringing more of Iraq's Sunni tribes back into the fight on the side of a government that once alienated them. There are also questions about the Islamic State's hold in Syria, where U.S. plans to find and train a moderate opposition force have yet to get underway. All in all, America's Lieutenant General Terry says the fight has a long way to go.
I still think we're, in terms of building some of the capabilities that are required there, probably about 3 years down the road minimum.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has said Russia's sinking economy will not only recover but become stronger, despite falling oil prices and Western sanctions over Ukraine. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Moscow.
During his annual news conference Thursday, Mr. Putin had optimistic words for the Russian people. Despite falling oil prices, the weak ruble, and an expected recession, he said the economy would recover and emerge stronger.
The economy will inevitably adapt to the environment of low energy prices. It will necessarily be diversified. And second, even if we believe that energy prices will remain low or become even lower, there will inevitably be a point in time when they will start rising again with global economic growth and rising energy demand. And I have no doubt this will happen.
The Russian president sought to reassure an increasingly worried public who are flocking to shops to buy big-ticket items ahead.